Racist garbage, The Hill blasted for tweeting GOP looking to steal Hispanic votes from Democrats. By Paul Bois on July 14, 2022. The Hill has been taking flack on social media for tweeting out that Republicans are looking to steal Hispanic voters from Democrats, implying that they are Democrats' property. The tweet shared an article from the publication exploring how Republican outreach to Hispanic voters has led to success. The article said, "Republicans are actively courting Hispanic voters in key competitive House districts, hoping to peel away voters from Democrats, repeating their historical pattern of investing little and late in reaching out to Latinos. Hispanic voters are likely to play a key role in at least a dozen districts in the November midterm elections." Though the article explored the issue with little controversy, it was the tweet promoting the article that set people off. GOP sees chance to steal Hispanic voters from Democrats, the tweet read. Critics of the tweet said the use of the word steal implied that Hispanic voters were the property of the Democrats to be commandeered for political purposes rather than people to be served. The tweet comes after First Lady Jill Biden torpedoed Democrat-Hispanic relations this week when she compared such voters to tacos while speaking at the Latinx Inclusion Luncheon on Monday. Biden said, speaking about Unidos U.S. founder Raul Izaguirre, "Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the bodegas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, is your strength." Biden said, speaking about Unidos U.S. founder Raul Izaguirre. The backlash against Biden's comments came fast and swift, with the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, NAHJ, strongly condemning her statement as racist. NAHJ encourages Dr. Biden and her speech writing team to take the time in the future to better understand the complexities of our people and communities, said the organization. "We are not tacos," NAHJ continued. "Our heritage as Latinos is shaped by a variety of diasporas, cultures and food traditions, and should not be reduced to a stereotype." A spokesman for the First Lady later said that Jill Biden apologizes that her words conveyed anything but pure admiration and love for the Latino community.